Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Atul Pawar with 13 plus years of experience into healthcare operations and administrative. Today we'll be discussing about steps involved into healthcare planning. So let's go into detail about what exactly healthcare planning would be involved into and how exactly the healthcare planning could take place. Let's start with the definition. Analysis of the health situation in the initial setup in health planning involves comprehensive examination of present healthcare facilities and future healthcare strategies. Understanding what exactly is present inside the healthcare setup and what would be the need of R for a healthcare setup. And understanding on how exactly the healthcare setup facilities could be implemented in focusing or forecasting into improving or upgrading the system. What would involve into analyzing this health situation basically? The data required would be mostly demographic, which would include a population study, age, sex structure, as well as migration and marriage trends. Why exactly this data has been important? What exactly is the need of the community? What is the population all about? What is the age group for which we are catering? What is the sex, basically male, female, transgender, what exactly we are catering into? And what is the future need of migration, means how the people are going to come, whether there would be a migration possibility into that section or that demographic region? And what would be the marriage trends in that particular region? Would be able to understand what exactly the health situation in that area or that particular demographic region would arise. Statistics of morbidity and mortality highlight the prevalent disease condition and the cause of death. Understanding the statistics of why exactly the mortality rate of that particular region is been catering into and defining that that conditions in implementing the healthcare strategies is important part of it. Epidemiology and geological distribution of disease and emphasizing the local variations. The disease conditions which arise due to certain geographical distributions as considering our country itself, India, where the boundaries of our country are being segregated in such a way that there is a coastal region, there is a desert region, there is a central Deccan region, there is a mountainous hilly regions. So every segments or every geographical distribution caters to a different set of disease conditions. And emphasizing this local variations and epidemiological study cater to the health situations or current health planning situations in and around that setup. Assessments of the medical facilities in public and private sector considering the pressure on the different institution. There are certain sections of our region or certain regions of our country where the government sectors or the public sector plays an important or vital role in providing the health assessments, whereas there are certain sections where private sectors plays an important role. Evaluation of the technical manpower, including doctors, nurses, biomedical engineers, and pharmacists. Usage of this basically, this data would help us to understand whether that particular requirement or possibly the particular manpower is present in that particular area or not. And what is the need basically, or how exactly the technological enhancement has happened in that region. Just to emphasize a little bit more on this aspect is, in a rural section, it doesn't matter what type of instrumentation or what type of company enhancement has been taking place for a particular setup, whether it is a Siemens or a GE or any other branded products being implemented into any radiology or a diagnostic setup. Presence of a diagnostic setup is an important aspect for a rural area, whereas in a metro cities, the company or a brand plays a vital role in understanding the technology evolvement of that particular instrumentation taking place, where doctors, nurses, biomedical engineers and pharmacists plays an important role. Existing training facilities, especially in reproductive and child care at district hospital. How exactly is the training happening? What is the current practices which are being implemented? What are the current trends which are being followed? Has to be taken into consideration. Insights into the hospital attitudes and population beliefs toward disease and prevention. There are certain sections of disease conditions which are been taking place at different locations or different demographic regions of the India. The prevalence of certain disease conditions like leptospirosis during rainy seasons in coastal regions of the country, or presence of malaria in the forest sections, or probably the areas which are surrounded by the forest, is prevalent. And understanding the incorporation of these disease conditions into the healthcare setup plays a vital role in planning of the healthcare facilities. What exactly outcome does it make? Understanding this data and having this data into consideration, what exactly outcome it would provide for a healthcare facility in planning per se. Analyzes, unveils common health problems, health needs and demand of the population. Just by understanding the demographic, the medical facilities, the technical whereabouts about whether the presence of doctors, nurses, biomedical engineers and pharmacists are there or not, training facilities, makes us understand whether the population is catering to their health problem in a proper way or not, or probably how exactly they are tackling with the health problems or not. The establishments of objects and goals. Importance. Basically, the importance of objectives and goals are crucial for guiding any healthcare planning efforts, preventing haphazard activities and resource loss. Most of the sections of our healthcare, basically when people from the diversified environment comes into play and have their studies, education's been completed, they set up a healthcare organization in the area which probably might not need that particular healthcare facility in that particular area. The need of that particular health advancement or that particular section of disease conditions advanced study is causing an effort where resource loss is definitely out there. Just to give an example, in a rural section where cancer is not so much prevalent or probably is not been taken into consideration as a prime disease condition, oncologist setting up his clinic would be a resource loss. Oncologist setting up his clinic in the administrative headquarters of a district or probably in the metro area region would cater to larger section of the populations and would be helpful to serve maximum number of people at one time, is the classic example of it. Hierarchy of objectives. Objectives vary from general at upper levels or more specific and detailed lower levels. How exactly this objectives of setting up a healthcare setup would go ahead? What would be the hierarchical levels at which the particular healthcare setup would need to go? Where exactly the hierarchical levels should go down and where exactly it should go up? Just to explain it in a brief is, most of the hospitals have their hub and sub model. When we say hub and sub model, the hub is having all the multi specialty facilities available inside that setup. The sub is mostly set up at the tertiary levels of the hospital parameters, like the boundaries of the hospitals where they might not be easily accessible to reach to the hub model. At that level, the level of healthcare facilities are to a lower levels, whereas at hub level it is at the upper level. This explains how the hierarchical models of objectives can be achieved. Short-term and long-term objectives are established judicially. So basically understanding if an administrative division of a particular district is having a hub model or a multi-speciality hospital and a sub-level hospital is being set up at the rural locations of that particular district headquarters. And if that sub-level is catering to more number of patients than the hub model, the requirement of sub-model to be upgraded to the hub model is more. So setting up this short-term and long-term objectives with the judiciary into consideration has to be established. Judicially use. Objectives ensure judicious use of health resource, completing work within stipulated time. There are certain norms, there are certain principles, there are certain commitments, there are certain regulations which are taken into consideration while setting up a healthcare facility. The judicial part of government regulations or the entity regulations are to be taken into consideration while completing this structure into a time frame. This time frame has to be set up by the organization itself to understand by what time that particular segment would be implemented or operational. By having this basically time frames and a stipulated time zones understand at a particular rule zone makes us understand how easily and actionable part of our work could start in a planning phase. Example is basically there is a program called National Tuberculosis Control Program which had long-term and short-term objectives implemented by the government. The long-term objective was complete eradication of tuberculosis from the country. Short-term objective was eradication of tuberculosis from the particular section of that particular demographic zone. So, initial phase was making the awareness about tuberculosis and control measures to the spread of the tuberculosis. This was the short-term objective. Definition of hospital resource assessments. When we say hospital resource, basically people just think of manpower. It is not only manpower, it is money, materials, skills, and available health implementation programs. Now, when we say manpower, manpower is basically the quality manpower or the skillful manpower which is involved into that particular section. For an example, if we say person understanding the disease conditions in a proper way and implementing and giving a quality care in that particular disease condition frame is considered as the quality manpower. But to give a quality care, they require certain materials, certain equipments to be implemented or present in that location. Just to further evaluate this part or this to further understand this part, it is like a setup, a primary healthcare setup having a resource of doctor present in that primary healthcare setup, but not able to have assess a critical care emergency of trauma or a MI for that purpose because of lack of equipments present inside that primary healthcare center. Even though he has a skills or knowledge, won't be able to save the life of the people. So his skills and knowledge are not that much useful for that particular setup. So this way, the assessment of the hospital resource is defined or probably evaluated in that part. Resource component. So when we say hospital resource, manpower, financial resource and material. Now manpower, we discuss about how a primary healthcare center might have a doctor, a paramedical staff present in the primary healthcare center as a manpower resource, but they don't have proper hospital equipment to function, or probably they don't have funds to procure that materials, the essential materials like gloves or a suction machine or a oxygen cylinder for that purpose, then it might prove as a default or probably not at the optimum level for that particular healthcare setup. So all these components, including manpower, financials and materials, proves as an important resource for assessment of a hospital resource. Skills and knowledge proves an important part of it, along with the manpower, as well as funds and resources. Balancing act, striking balance between required and available resource. What happens is the requirement of doctors in India is much more. Ideally, in a hospital setup, in a critical care, there is 3:1 ratio which is considered to be ideal. India currently operates with 6:1 ratio, which is double the size. But then too, India is not facing a shortage of doctors currently in metro regions. But in rural regions, it is going ahead with a ratio of 12:1. So quality doctors, knowledgeable doctors, or probably skillful doctors are not available. So getting a balance between this skillful or knowledgeable doctors and available resource, probably the available resource out there, the doctors might be substandard, but training facilities, or probably because of the lack of training facilities, the skills and knowledge are not been upgraded to that level that they could match up with the standards of the metro. So this striking balance are to be understand and taken into consideration, essential for effective implementation of the helper. This basically, these balances are to be taken into consideration for the implementations of the healthcare programs. What exactly are the basic functions which would involve into healthcare planning and strategizing? There are first important factor which is to be considered as understanding the priorities and fixing that priorities. Establishing priorities is crucial role due to resource limitations and focus on the most critical aspect. I gave you the ratio of availability of the doctors present in the critical care situations. So understanding how exactly the resources would be limited and where exactly we need to focus on is to be the prime constraint. What exactly we should consider for this fixing the priorities is financial constraint, mortality and morbidity data, cost effectiveness of the disease prevention. Financial constraints basically where exactly this policies to be implemented, or where exactly the healthcare solutions could be provided, planning has to be done, and where exactly it would be effective. Understanding the requirement as well as depend, the requirement should be in effective to understand where exactly the mortality or morbidity data is been considered as the vital aspect. Even considering this two aspects, there has to be cost effective disease prevention involved into it. So to understand it better, if there is a disease condition which requires a segment of medicines which would cost around 3,000 to 4,000 rupees for per vial, and average income of that particular demographic region is 2,000. So how would we go ahead with this financial constraints? There has to be some external source of funding which has to be taken into consideration to provide the healthcare facilities for that particular demographic region, which would be by government or by private institution. Saving lives, especially younger individual, aligning with the social investments. What happens is healthcare always deals with a triage system. This triage is basically based on how criticality of the disease condition it is and whom to save first. When it comes to saving of an individual, the age factor, the sex factor comes into play as a vital aspect, and it proves as a social investment, because saving a young proves as an important aspect for a betterment of the future, but we can't neglect the older one. Political and community interests influence priority setting. India, being a democratic country, there is many political and community interests which influence the setting of a healthcare. So everything has to be considered while prioritizing or setting up the goal for a healthcare. While planning and strategizing, this proves a vital and a critical aspect for in initial planning phase. There has to be always an alternate plan formulated for achieving the priorities and accessibility feasibility. These plans would be with the greater effectiveness. So, for a setup or a healthcare planning, there always has to be plan A and plan B. This plan A and plan B, when I'm emphasizing on, is based on the availability of the resource, the effectiveness of the resource, and all the aspects which are considered to be vital, like political community interest, saving the lives of the individuals. Everything has to be taken into consideration and then set up a plan, which would make and healthcare setup as a fruitful. So how exactly this planning of a healthcare setup is formulated on? By defining it, it is preparing a detailed plan with complete information of the project execution. How exactly this project of a healthcare setup would be defined, and how exactly the complete detailed plan from point to point, from point A to point B, has to be documented in a particular way. Components involved into it would be, it would be resource, which would be directly involved into each health program. Defining each stage of plan with specified cost and time, as cost plays a vital role, as well as the time frame. So defining each stage with a proper time frame, as well as getting it resource allocated, because as we know, there's an inflation which happens at a particular periodic time. So the cost involved in a particular time frame might not be same after a particular time frame. So the cost which was 5 years back might not be the same currently. So our planning basically depends on that cost as well as the time frame given or assigned for that particular health programs. Providing guidance to those responsible for the execution. The ultimate outcome of how, why, when, what, all these questions are to be answered prior to the planning of a health program planning. And also, there has to be incorporation of built-in evaluation system. What happens is, during planning phase, certain sections or pre-assumptions are being taken into consideration due to technological advancement, due to some policies, some due to some regulations. Some planning strategies or some planning involvement had to be changed or probably evolved or upgraded in such a way that it would benefit the society as well as the program in a such a way that it would be commercially feasible. Government consideration. The central planning authority and government review and may modify resource allocations. In healthcare planning, government involvement is prime focus, as government directly or indirectly gets involved into all the programs involved for the benefit of the society. So government plays a vital role in assigning, regulating, as well as modifying the resource allocations for that particular programs. Program and implementation. Programming and implementation initiate after selecting and approving a health plan. Let's say we have a health plan or a health program which has to be implemented. And to implement that program, we require certain sections to be evaluated. So defining that particular sections and approving that health plan is important to know where exactly and what exactly outcome which we are going to get by understanding and organizing that particular health plan. Effective organization. Execution for implementing this programming and implementation. There's an effectiveness in organization which has to be implemented, which would happen through execution and understanding the shortcoming. Execution depends on effectiveness of the organization with defined procedures and delegated authorities. So every hierarchical part has to be taken care and has to be formulated in such a way that the operating procedures are to be taken as a vital aspects to organize a health plan or implement that health plan. Shortcomings for that are to be understand. The gaps basically are to be identified. Mismanagement of the staff as well as the shortcomings of the staff, because regulated part of the health plans or regulated part of the health programs are not been sanctions or they are not been written out there. It has to be on the job, which has to be taken and implemented. So every time there would be a staff mismanagement or other factors, or there would be delays basically. So understanding all these factors and taking all these components into play, we have to program and plan our implementation strategies accordingly. Key considerations is basically understanding the task, selections, training, motivations, and supervision of the manpower. Whenever a healthcare program has been implemented or planned for that purpose, there are definitive roles which are being given to that programs with assigning of particular hierarchical sections. Each hierarchical section prove a vital role in understanding their roles in that health plans or health programs and motivating for the lower sections of their hierarchy to get and implemented that strategies or that plans into execution. Along with that, there is a supervision of manpower which has been needed to understand whether the goal is been achieved in right direction or not. The entire section of this is emphasized on organization communication and effectiveness of an individual institution. Addressing delays and shortcomings crucial for successful implementation. When we define the hierarchy, what happens is the shortcomings or probably the delays are being taken into consideration while planning. But if the delay is beyond the tat of the planning phase, then it becomes a monetary as well as the time loss for that particular health plans or health programs. So for successful implementation, supervision, training and motivation is the key factors to be considered while assigning a roles and tasks for that particular health programs.